Hello, all you happy people.
You've heard him at Rowe Field in Columbia.
First down, MIC.
You've heard him at various venues around town.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, welcome to Mandela Bean Center.
The home for Billiken basketball, Chaffetz Arena.
You've most likely heard his voice all over the St. Louis area.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. That might get out of here. Off the top of the wall. Here comes Morton around third. She's going to score, and the Cougars win.
Willis from the corner. A little bit long, but a long rebound from Catchings. Catchings to the glass. And gets it to fall. He'll go to the free throw line.
Inside the 45 to the 40. Over the right side, he's got room. Inside the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, untouched. Touchdown, CBC.
He's the hardest working sports announcer around town that no one has ever heard of.
Oh, man, that's cold.
He's Randy Molman, host of The Mole Hole. So rub your eyes and shake the cobwebs out, St. Louis. The Mole Hole with Randy Molman starts now. On 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Well, that's quite an opening, Jeff Herman.
I'll tell you what, for a good man and a man who's awful busy, he's got a deserved one.
Man, I don't know. Well, this is Dan Kurtz. That's Jeff Herman. We've got a little bit of the former, the show formerly known as the Sports Wake Up, sitting in for the Mole Hole this morning. Randy Molman's taking the day off, and I wonder where we were on the list of calls.
I'm sure we were behind about 16 people, but that's okay. I don't mind that.
He probably said, who's desperate enough and has got a big enough ego who needs to hear himself talk?
Who would be willing to get up at 3:30 in the morning and drive out to St. Charles to appear on the radio?
Get up? I thought you were just rolling in.
I did. I didn't go to bed.
That's Jeff Herman. I'm Dan Kurtz. We are subbing in for the Mole Hole this morning. The Mole Hole is sponsored by 7th Street Bar and Grill. It's located at 1530 South 7th Street, right at the corner of 7th and Marion, right across the street from Seward Market. Tons of TVs, games, golden tees, shuffleboard, darts. They have a bags league every Wednesday night. You ever do any of that bags, Herman?
I'm not very good at it, but I do enjoy it.
Well, how could you not be any good at it?
You know what? I will tell you, it's similar.
It's a game of skill.
It's just like golf to me. It's a game of repetition. I can't play golf, and I can't do bags.
Well, I understand that you couldn't play golf, but bags seems like right up your alley.
No. What are you, assuming I'm a bar decathlete?
I believe so. But anyway, the 7th Street Bar and Grill, they're open for lunch every day. Great food, happy hour bucket, and appetizer specials every day, 4 to 6. They've got a free shuttle to Cardinals games. You know that? Show up there before the game, boom.
I didn't, but I will tell you, I had lunch there a couple weeks ago, and it was fantastic.
Really?
I did. It was super. Very unique menu, too. It isn't just your basic burger place. They have a lot of good things on it.
Did you realize that since we were last on the air, my life has changed a little bit? I am unable to take the two-hour lunch or go to Parts Unknown for lunch.
I did realize that.
I stay in the great county where we're seated right here, St. Charles County. Every day, I come out to this great county, roll up 270, and I love this county. I love it. I love it out
St.
here.
Charles. A good friend of mine, Rick Lewis, who I doubt it's too early for him to listen, is in charge of the road. He's the road commissioner out there.
Okay.
And so he sets up the stoplights and all that. And I always tell him, I said, it's very efficient out here.
That's Jeff Herman. I'm Dan Kurtz. We are subbing in for the Mole Hole, proudly sponsored by 7th Street Bar and Grill. Well, Herman, I am completely unprepared. What would you like to speak about? Well,
first thing I want to talk about is, you see what our very first text was?
I did not.
Wrong station. Sorry.
Oh no. That was there before we even got on. But that's a good precursor to what we're all about.
That's pretty much who we are. The first thing I would talk about, because I know how much you hate it.
By the way, next iteration of our show is going to be two guys drinking beer talking sports.
Okay.
I think that's what our next when I retire in 10 years. Anyway, go ahead.
Actually, I thought you were going to go to the point of our ADD where we'll just skip around. Subject.
That is true. We are ADD radio. We'll bounce around. We'll bounce around all the time.
I do want to talk about something near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
All right. Did you hear yesterday, and I'm sure you did, the St. Louis Cardinals are going to play a Sunday night ESPN game in Williamsport.
Yes. On the Little August League 20th. World Series. What a bastardization of the game that is. The now Little here, League World Series.
Here's the part, though, that
a
I find
third, all the, everything is a third shorter. A third shorter.
Well, here's the unique thing. Forget about the fact how much you hate the Little League World Series. And I'm not a fan either.
What a joke.
But they're going to play in a – this is a real game now. This is not an exhibition game.
Where are they going to play?
They're going to play in an old minor league stadium that seats 4,000 people.
Well, that'd
4,000 people.
Where do they make money on that?
Well, all I can guess is that ESPN is pulling up some money. I mean, ESPN's going to have the full crew there, the whole bit. It's the end of a four-game series, a Pirates home game. But it just amazes me. 4,000 people. When's the last time?
Oh, so it's a Pirates game?
Yes, it'll all be right, a Pirates good. Home game.
All right. What do you think of Andrew McCutchen moving to a corner?
They had three center fielders.
I don't know. I like that guy. You ever see that guy's story? Life story?
Yeah.
Great life story. Hey, we got a text. This is coming after you, I think. Let's not hear how great women's sports are. I don't know. I think he meant R.
I think that's you. That's intended towards you, not me.
That's true. I do own. I'm the proud owner of twin 14-year-olds. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that, no.
You know what? Matt didn't care either.
I care. I always care.
Who are these two jamokes talking?
Go back to ADD, though. Looking through it, and I'm just doing a little research, which obviously
what's
you
the over-under on
do.
Baby O calling in?
Oh, he may be a little later. Right, may okay. take him a little time to find us.
I saw on Twitter he's sick, so he's maybe sick. Not very
okay.
good.
All right. Go ahead, Herms.
Going back to this now, the thing that fascinated me, did you know there are, and I just had no idea, I'm just admitting this, look it up, 12 players in the major leagues have played in the Little League World Series, and the Cardinals have two of them.
Is that right?
Lance Lynn and Randall Gritchick both played in the Little League World
Series. Is that right? I think Gritchick's going to have a huge year.
I hope so, because if he does, the Cardinals will be
255, he's going to bat 255 with a bunch of Yanks. That's my prediction. Where's he going to hit?
Well, as long as you're going to – I think right now –
you're going to put him 6th, 7th?
I would personally put him 5th, but okay. I think he's going to end up hitting 6th or 7th.
That's Jeff Herman. I'm Dan Kurtz. We are substituting in for the great, the hardworking Randy Mullman. Hopefully he's listening in somewhere. I'm hoping he's listening somewhere.
You brought it up now about the Cardinals. The over-under for the Cardinals this year is – what do you think it is? How many wins?
Cardinals?
Take a guess. I'm just throw it out there. You play 162
79.
Games. Oh, no.
79.
81 would be 500.
I know.
87.5.
That's what you're going
with. No, that's their over and under. That's okay. What Vegas has it at.
We've got another great texter. The two clowns are back on air.
That's obviously somebody who knows us.
That's right. Somebody else texts in, the Little League World Series is a joke and no one cares about it, but the parents of the kids playing in it. I don't know. I think ESPN does. Got a lot of money in that thing.
But that's literally free. I mean, they almost don't – they probably don't even pay much for those rights. And you set it up in a small place like that.
But they get a ton of people. It's just when is that? Late? Is that August? Is that when it starts going?
I think
August,
so.
July?
I'm similar to you. I'm not a fan of the Little League World Series. And again, it goes with all the reasons you're talking about. Shorter distances, the pitching distance is short. I hate the idea those kids are throwing curves at 12 years old. They don't lead off. I mean, we could go through the whole bit. I'm not a big fan.
So it was 8 minutes. 8 minutes was the number, Jeff Herman.
What?
For Baby O to call in. Baby O is on the line. I got a tear in my eye. I have a tear in my eye. You want? Shall we go to it or shall I let him? Shall I let him?
No.
Simmer
go,
a little bit.
Let's go right to
let's
him.
Let's go
I want
straight
to, talk
to Baby
my man.
O. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, baby.
Oh, you sound just like I remember you.
Hi, Alan. How are you, man?
I am doing well. I have been a little under the weather this week, but what a great prescription for Friday morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Alan, before we go on, I want to just say something real quick. I sent you a message, but I know your father passed away, and what a legend in the local broadcasting community.
Yes.
And I obviously our condolences, but also what a great man he was.
Well, thank you very much. He's resting well. And can I tell you a quick story?
Absolutely.
My nephew had an accident. He lives in Chicago not too long ago. And it was pretty bad. And it shows how my dad is still watching over us. He said when he was out and he had to have surgery for about 6 hours, he said he saw my father, and my father told him, you have to get up. It's not time for you to go. and I've heard these stories before. This kid's only 20 years old. And when he told us that, I just, you know, I can't say I couldn't believe it, but I, like I said, I've heard people say that before, and he was so serious. So maybe my dad is still watching over us. So yeah, the legacy lives on, but it's great to have you guys back on in the morning. In 2 hours, too.
Oh, yeah, man. That, as I walked in this morning, I looked at Herman and I said, ooh, I'm not sure this is a good idea.
That second hour might be a little rough, baby. We might run out of material about 30 minutes in.
I would doubt very seriously, especially with the Blues going on with NCAA basketball and the rumor mill. I tell you, the rumor mill in the NFL has really gotten off to a good start. I see where Garofalo has put on his Instagram account, basically saying it was great being in New England. Nothing has happened. Brock Osweiler has been moved, and it's rumored that he may be moving again. Tony Romo, and I saw a great meme on Facebook last night. It said they had a video of Tony Romo rushing to Houston. It was an ambulance was driving down the highway with the sirens on.
Garoppolo was, I guess he's saying that he got hacked, that he didn't really say that he didn't say goodbye to Boston, that he was hacked.
Of course, you know, I mean, Hillary Clinton said the same thing, but that's another story.
What time of night was that hacking tweet or whatever, Instagram?
In the middle of the night.
Middle of the night?
Are you insinuating that Mr. Garoppolo might have been inebriated?
I'm just saying that there's interesting tweets that come out in the middle of the night. Just start with our POTUS.
Yeah, this is, well, you know, I don't want to disrespect the office, but he may have Garoppolo syndrome also. I'm not sure, but this is a great day to be on the radio. I mean, everybody was expecting to have the funeral for Kim Anderson the other day, and he got a one-day stay of execution. So, I mean, it's just great to have you guys back on the radio. I don't know how long this is going to last, because you know the Mohole, though. He's been known to kind of be AWOL sometime, but that's okay. I'm just calling. My throat is still sore, but I'm just calling to let you know that I am listening to you guys. It's really great to be back. And, you know, all we need is for Joe to call now and say,
oh, man. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Thanks, Baby-O. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Baby-O.
Okay, take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Yeah, that's Baby-O. He called in on the phone lines. You can too, or text us, 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. I think that was akin to a radio hug right there. I think we just got a radio hug, Herman.
Yes, that was interesting. Baby-O was a good guy.
And I tell you what, that Randy Molman never takes a day off. Hardest working man in town.
I guarantee if he's not here, he's somewhere else working.
You know what he got me into a little bit? I started about 2 years ago, a little public address work. So I'm sort of following in his coattails. I'm in his wash.
I was refereeing over at St. Louis U High and got to listen to your voice over the loudspeaker system.
As I like to say about Molman, the mellifluous sounds of my voice, huh?
How is that lucrative that you can do that?
It's not. You don't do it for the. You don't do it.
It's not for the money.
I think it's all ego and just that I like to get out of the house every once in a while and you know. But the reason I started is you'll be entertained by this. You'll be the good friends, Julie Matheny, who's going to call in St. Joseph's Academy. There you go. There's the women's sports thing the guy was looking for. But she's going to call in around 6:45 or so. And she went to our good buddy, Kevin McLaughlin, and said, hey, we need a public address guy. You think your brother could do it? So Kevin McLaughlin's brother is Dan McLaughlin, the St. Louis media celebrity.
He might be a little busy.
So Kev tells Julie Matheny, no, but I got a guy who will. And so I've been doing it in Dan McLaughlin's stead for about 2 years. And Dan's come to a few of the games, and he gives me trouble. He texts me. He's telling me what to do. Hey, you're not doing that right. Anyway, it's good stuff. So I've been doing it about 2.5-3 years, and I really enjoy it. I did some St. Louis U High work. I'm now doing some work at the soccer park. So it's just kind of fun.
You got a you got to tell Dan that you were the first choice, that he was second, that if you'd have backed out, that he was the guy they were going to turn to.
Hey, we got a text here that says, hey, guys, why aren't the news trucks on the J.J. Kelly overpass? Snow is on the way. I like it. Whatever became of Kent Earnhardt? Whatever became of that guy?
I don't watch the local news. How do you have time to do that? You have three kids playing sports. How do you have time to watch news?
Hey, the 591 texts in. I'll just say it's funny. I'm not going to read this text.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
That's Jeff Herman. I'm Dan Kurtz. We are subbing in this morning for the great Randy Molman. He is sponsored by 7th Street Bar and Grill. That's at 1530 South 7th Street at the corner of 7th and Marion in Seward, right across the street from Seward Market. Boy, I tell you, that Seward Market's something. I have great childhood memories of my mother taking me down there.
Oh, really?
I'd always get a pretzel.
Have you ever been in the gym at Soulard Market?
I have.
It's an amazing place. You
can't shoot a jump shot
in the corner. You hit the overhang.
Akin a little bit to the downtown MAC gym. You ever played in that one?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
You got through the guards there?
Yeah. Well, I had to do a little bribing.
You went through the back. That's Jeff Herman. I'm Dan Kurtz. That does it for the first segment here. We got through that. It's a whole bunch of show about nothing. We're like the Seinfeld of sports talk radio at 5 in the morning. Hey, when we come back, we'll just keep on talking about nothing. This is the Mole Hole, Randy Molman's Mole Hole, here on 590 The Fan, HD 105.7.2.